And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. You see the difference between Zechariah? Zechariah doubted the word of the angel. Mary, she received the word of the angel and said, Be it according to thy word. The angel in both cases was speaking the word of God. They hearken unto the voice of his word. His word has to go forth. His word has to become manifested. The angels are ministers, servants. And we see how they were involved before Jesus was born. We see how they were involved in the life of John the Baptist's father and mother, how the angel appeared to his father, how the angel appeared unto Mary. The angels of God were active. When Jesus was born, we saw how the angels were active. They appeared to the shepherds, they spoke to the wise men that came from far, and they followed the star, which I believe very well could be the angel of God, led them to Jesus to bring unto him gifts. So Jesus was not a poor person, even in his birth, that brought gifts unto him. We can also see in Luke chapter 4 how the angels were involved after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He had three temptations. Satan himself, in the last temptation of the three, he started quoting the scriptures. Psalms 91 in Luke 4 verse 9. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God. See, this is what the Lord had spoken. Thou art my beloved Son. And the devil says, typical questioning again, just like in the Garden of Eden. Should God have said? See, the devil always fights the word of God. And if thou be the Son of God, questioning what God just had spoken, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, He shall give. And here he's starting to get religious. Did you know the devil has religion? God doesn't have religion. The devil does. It's boring. For it's written, He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Verse 12. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The devil quoted scripture out of context, twisting the word of God. When the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Angels came and ministered unto him. This is Matthew 4:11. The devil left him and angels came and ministered unto him. He was hungry. I believe they gave him something to eat. You know, remember how Elijah was served by angels? An angel gave him something to eat, and in that strength of the food he went 40 days and 40 nights. The angels were there to serve. They're ministers. Most of the time, the unemployed ministers, because the church or the Christians are not aware of the angels, but God wants us to be aware of the angels of the Lord and employ them by speaking the word and obeying God and cooperating with the Holy Ghost. Don't get fascinated by the Satan and don't give him all your time, but rather let your mind and you have the mind of Christ and discern the good spirits of God, the angels of the Lord. They are ministers sent forth to minister to us who are heirs of salvation. Book of Acts chapter 12 verse 7, when no man is there to help, the angels were there and they will help. Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him. This is now Peter is sitting in jail. But because people prayed, much prayer was made without ceasing unto God for him by the church. Instant and earnest prayer was made. This activated the angels. When we pray, angels are activated. Angel of the Lord came upon Peter in the jail, and the light shined in the prison. And he hit Peter on the side. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise quickly. As Peter did, his chains fell off from his hands. As we obey the voice of the angel, when the angel of God speaks the word of God, we are delivered from the chains. These were literal chains, but they're also spiritual chains. And those chains will fall off when we rise up. Remember how Jesus many times said, "Rise and be healed"? He didn't lift them up. He didn't assist them many times. He just said, "Rise." In this case, the angel helped him. Then the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." Instructions from the angels here. The word of God. And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Well, the angel is a spiritual being, of course, breaking into the natural realm, opening natural doors, leading Peter out through a natural, a physical, a real prison. Peter thought he had a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. This angel was released and opened the door and got Peter out of jail. Why? Because people were praying. When we pray earnestly, like the church instantly and earnestly prayed, people can come out of jail. Sinners came out of the prison of sin. Hallelujah. Cities can be released and opened up for the gospel. Nations can receive the word of God. And those iron gates, the Bible talks of gates in the heavenlies that hinder the angels from coming in. Strongholds. In Jacob's case, there was an open heaven. That's what God wants to have, an open heaven. And through the prayers of the saints, that these things are released and people are being delivered. Peter was saved. His life was spared. Many times we think that everything that happens is just God. It's just God. No, no. We have a part to play. And the angels have the part to play. They are there to help us. They are our ministers. And most of the time, they're unemployed. But when we pray, when we speak the word like the church did, then the angel was released and broke in there where no man could go. None of the church could go, but the angel could go in there and delivered Peter out of that prison. And then it's fun to see how Peter, coming back to this prayer meeting, it was a damsel there. Her name was Rhoda. And she knew Peter's voice and opened the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. But see, these people, obviously, they didn't believe that God would do something, but God in His mercy, because of the earnest prayer. They said to her, "Thou art mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, "It is His angel." See, they had more faith that Peter's angel could be there than that Peter himself could be there. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go, show these things unto to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. God wants His people free. And as we pray, freedom comes. And the angels that bring that deliverance. This is so wonderful. I remember when I was working in the opera and stage, at least two occasions when I literally felt the touch of the angel. One time I was very tired and one difficult place to sing. It seemed like I didn't know how I was going to be able to, but when I got to that place, I could feel the hand of the angel just touch my forehead. Literally. Like somebody touched my forehead. And as he touched my forehead, he energized my body to the point that I was able to sing that complicated, difficult passage. So the Lord will lead us into victory. He will lead us in victory in our jobs, in our families, not just in church. People, they make the gospel, they try to put four walls around the gospel. The gospel is for the world. The gospel, the good news of the anointed one, Jesus, is for the world. It's for the sinners. It's at work. It's for wherever you are in your home. That's where the gospel is. Of course, we come together. But what I'm saying, there's more to it than that. We should walk with the Lord. We should walk with angels at all times. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Of course, this is Psalms 8, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, inferior to the angels, that crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. This is talking about Jesus, all things be put under Jesus, under the subjection of the name of Jesus. Even the angels are submitted, subject to obey the name of Jesus. It's not only the evil spirits that come out in the name of Jesus, that come out when the gift of faith is there, when the gift of miracles, when the anointing is there, and the anointing is using people to speak that name of Jesus. In my name they shall cast out devils. In the name of Jesus, those demons have to go. Many people don't know this, but angels too have to obey the same name. These are the good spirits. They are not the fallen angels. These are the good, the servants, our servants. And as we speak in Jesus' name, call on the angels in Jesus' name to go forth, they will do so. I remember when I was touring in the opera, I'd be out on the road, I have to stay in hotels. When I came to that hotel room, the first thing I did, I would drive out evil spirits out of that room, and I would ask the Lord to send a special angel for that room, and the people could feel the presence of God whenever they came in. They didn't like to swear or speak profanities in that room. They didn't like to be in that room. Why? Because the presence of God was there. Why did angel come? Because I invited him in the name of Jesus to come. So God wants us to employ these, in many cases, unemployed ministers that God has sent to serve us and to lead us into the fullness of our salvation. They are our servants. Angels are our servants. As we walk in the will of God, and as we walk in obedience to God, in obedience to His Word, and obedience to His Spirit, He has sent the angels. I, many times in ministry, people have seen this from time to time. Most every campaign we have, people have visions, people have dreams, people have visions of Jesus and angels. This happens in every campaign. When we were worshiping, one time I remember I had some singers sing while I was ministering that were worshiping the Lord in song. As we were ministering deliverance and healing to the people, one person looked and there was four people singing, and the next moment when they opened their eye, there was only three people singing, and yet they found out afterwards, after asking about this, there was only three singers in that service, but there was an angel, it was Jesus, an angel, I don't know, but there was a spirit being that came in the name of Jesus to assist in that worship. Faith in God releases the angels. As we believe God's word and as we speak it, angels are released. As we pray, they are our ministers, our servants. The angels, you know, they can sing. Wonderful. They sing. And playing, the musical. And I believe God will touch us to praise the Lord with anointed singing and music. And it releases the angels. In Jesus, because of Jesus, we are higher than the angels in rank. Before we were lower than the angels, but because of Jesus, we're higher in rank. They are our servants in accordance to the word of God. They're not subject to us in the flesh. They're subject to us as we submit to the word. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.